The other evening, we were scheduled for an interview with an elder ashramite, and he didn't show up. And so a group of us just interviewed each other. And I told the story of Nolini on my birthday in 79. And I missed two very important lines. Somehow, the evening was so full of joy and a lot of fun, and I missed that. And I want to tell you that tonight. Some of you have already heard it. And I'll make the story very short. So I came in, and he had only two chairs in the room. Mary Helen and I sat down opposite him. He talked to us about Oroville. He told us how Mother was trying 1,000 different ways in Oroville. And then he became very quiet. And he looked at Mary Helen and he pointed to her and he said, "Your body." Then he pointed to me and he said, "And your body." And then he pointed to himself and he said, "And my body. We think they are different bodies. They are not. They are all her body. She has put a part of herself into each of us, truly." That will be with me forever, to know that the Mother is in each one of you, to know that we are all on a path of the divine realization, and to tell you how much Mother cared for each of us. I will relate one last story before we begin. I had just turned 23, and I was a rough and tumble kind of fellow, and I didn't do well in the dining room. I couldn't eat the soup because it was too spicy, and I couldn't digest the dal. So I lived on bread, bananas, and curd, and a little milk. And after a while, I wasn't doing so well. And one day this person comes to me with this gigantic block of cheddar cheese. And he says, "Mother has sent this for you." Now, imagine that. Thousands of people in the ashram, some nobody, some nothing, and the Divine Mother sends me a block of cheese so I would have protein. So I said to my friend Marilyn, I said, "Oh, I'm going to share this with everyone." She said, "You're not going to share it with anyone. Mother has put a force in that cheese and you will eat every bite." And I ate every bite.
You are okay now.
So we begin. I wanted to share that with you before Darshan. It's so important. If we all know that we are on the same path, in the same direction, how can we be angry with each other? How can we be impatient with each other? How can we not love each other totally with the Mother's love? The Divine's love. And she is touching all of us right now. She is here in this room, blessing us, helping us every step. I can tell you this.
put your consciousness into that sound.
That traffic jam, a major second, one against the other. So starting here. Oh. beautiful mountains whence ye came, and beautiful valleys whereof ye sing your song. Good poet. It gets a little negative at the end, but the beginning is wonderful. All right. So, one more. I have to talk to you about the flowers again, because this is quite something today. This comes from the Amazon. Eucharis, beautiful. Eucharis amazonica. And mother's name?
Light without obscurity.
He has it. Yes. Mother said I can more easily transmit a state of consciousness through a flower than through someone's mind. Because with the mind, we're always fooling around. The flower was direct. See, this is the flower that is the future. Anybody?
Divine love governing the world.
Divine love governing the world. We also have divine love. Who knows what that is?
Pomegranate.
We have it right here. The pomegranate is divine love. And the brownia that you just saw with the tree blooming outside is divine love governing the world. This, though seemingly a simple flower, is physical and mental plasticity. We have to become malleable. We have to become the clay and not the potter, so we can be molded. Certain that each of you has answered a call of the divine. In whatever way, that call has drawn you here. And I bow before each of you.
Here is the translation of Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri Mantra. Let us meditate on the most auspicious form of Savitri, the light of the Supreme, which shall illumine us with the truth.
heart was felt in the spaces wide and bare. A burning love from white spiritual fountains annulled the sorrow of the ignorant depths. Suffering was lost in her immortal smile.
Thank you.
stone, I would ask that this holy body gathered here offer themselves and let the Om come down for almost 10 minutes, sometimes almost in silence, sometimes with the voices fully open, again into silence. We have much time tonight, and there is great beauty here, and the presence is so powerful. Let us sustain this offering and our receptivity.
The power, the light, the bliss. No word can speak. Imaged itself in a surprising beam and built a golden passage to his heart, touching through him all longing sentient things.
Oh.
again before this Om for reading, and then standing in our most receptive position for the descent of the music, again let us continue for some minutes.
Here to fulfill himself was God the Son.
Oh,
May the divine blessings be with you always, and the protection and guidance of the Mother.